Ladies and gentlemen, and coughing babies, it's time to gather around the campfire for not another freaking podcast.
Thanks, welcome Dan to Aykroyd, not another freaking podcast.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Will Diamond, your super special host, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of Not Another Freaking Podcast. And we've got our good old pals. We've got the Carpet City Draw. He doesn't like to talk too much. We've got the Clash at Carpet City promoter.
T-Wah, and I'm probably going to have to see a doctor, though.
We've got this weird badger we found out back in the shed.
Hi, my name's Jake.
He sounds a little off today. And
yeah,
then
he's got a doctor too.
Joining us as our very, very special sponsor this episode.
Frozen.
Let it go. Let it go.
Not that frozen.
Sponsored by the upcoming film Frozen 3. Coming soon to Blockbuster. Y'all, it's been oh no, he died.
That's a good show.
I tried to tell you.
He's pissed off because you're like talking shit about Bill Murray.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Luckily, I'm professional enough to stick around though.
Well, dang, insert segue here. It's time to talk about cartoons.
What cartoons in particular?
What are cartoons?
What is cartoons?
How do they work?
This is already a disaster.
Why are cartoons? And when?
This is already a disaster. We need to just stop. This is a disaster.
No, hang on a minute. We can save this. Are you guys familiar with Hanna and Barbera?
Yes.
Yes, we are, Tyler.
Okay. Esteemed, world-renowned animators.
Okay, who was your favorite Hanna Barbera character?
SWAT Cats.
Okay, that's a good one.
SWAT Cats was fucking awesome. Razor and T-Bone, everyone go watch you some SWAT Cats. Okay. It got canceled after 2 seasons because parents thought it was way too violent because they shoot missiles that are not normal missiles. They're like drills and shit. It was great.
Okay, Richard Jenkins, you'll be last. You'll be last. Let's cut that out, JD. No.
This is a disaster.
This is fucking great.
Okay.
This is fucking a disaster.
Shane, we're saving this. We wanted to talk about cartoons. We're going to talk about cartoons.
We fucking love cartoons.
What is your favorite Hanna-Barbera character? I have a guess on who it is, though.
Who? Go ahead.
I think it's Scooby-Doo.
No.
Shane fucking hates Scooby-Doo.
No, he doesn't. He has a closet Scooby-Doo mark.
Am I?
I think so.
No, you seem like a Johnny Quest kind of nerd.
No, I like Johnny Quest.
Of course you do.
What's wrong with Johnny Quest?
What's wrong with Johnny Quest?
Nothing.
Promotes bald Johnny people. Quest. Can't support it.
Zim Zim. Jake?
I like Secret Squirrel. You don't know who that is?
That makes sense, considering how you just naturally sketchy you look.
Was Cowan Chicken
stupid
Hanna
dogs.
Barbera?
Two Stupid Dogs is badass.
Yeah.
Two Stupid Dogs is badass. But
I always forget
honestly,
about Two Stupid Dogs.
Honestly, let's talk about the golden era of Cartoon Network, since we're talking about cartoons, and we're already on the subject. The late...
There's Two Stupid Dogs right there.
Late to early 2000s, I think, was the best era for Cartoon Network.
Ed, Edd, and Eddy.
You had Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Johnny fucking Bravo.
Johnny Bravo, Johnny Quest.
The debut of Adam West, Mayor Adam West.
Well, also, later in the night, you would have, you know, Adult Swim when it first started. And then you would have Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yes.
Which was hilarious. And I've actually met Space Ghost.
He's a cartoon. How could you actually meet him, you dummy?
I met the voice of the guy who plays the voice of fucking Space Ghost.
What's his name?
Off the top of my head, can't remember.
I don't think you met him.
A long name.
I think you're a
fraud. I met him at a Comic-Con one time.
Hey, everybody! It is I, Richard Jenkins, host of the Secret Smart Show. Looks like my lovely house band is here, the Not Another Freaking Wrestling Podcast. How you guys doing today?
No.
Yeah.
Talk about wrestling.
What? Wait, are you actually not talking about wrestling this time?
No.
Okay.
We're not. We're talking about the golden era of Cartoon Network.
And knowing you,
Shane said he met Space Ghost. Right answer. The cartoon.
Space Ghost isn't a real person. You can't meet him.
I met the voice actor.
Space Ghost doesn't have a voice actor. He just exists.
Does he?
Yeah, he interviewed Beck.
He also interviewed Macho Man.
And Tom York.
He interviewed Tom. Did he interview Tom Hanks? He interviewed Tony Hawk.
That seems on brand. Yeah. Do y'all remember Brack had an album? Had a whole CD?
He did.
I didn't know he had a CD. I know he had those random songs like Hey Don't Touch Me.
Yeah, he had his own. I think he had his own album, and then there was the Space Ghost Backyard Barbecue album, I think is what it was, which had music from all of them.
He was also the president of Cartoon Network. He got voted in by Beat It Out Scooby-Doo.
So, did you also know that Space Ghost interviewed Willie Nelson?
He did.
That doesn't surprise me. So I don't know if y'all remember this. Cartoon Network and Adult Swim, they're based in Atlanta. And
there was the studios.
Yeah,
William Street.
There was a billboard for Turner Broadcasting or Cartoon Network specifically that would broadcast the radio signal out of the TV shows. So if you were in a little section of Atlanta, like downtown Atlanta, you could tune in and listen to Cartoon Network or Adult Swim as you're driving through Atlanta.
That's awesome.
I did not know that. That's
Was it an AM or FM thing?
I think it was FM. It was when I was younger, but I always got so excited whenever we got to Atlanta and we would tune to the station and listen to it while we could.
That's awesome. That's actually really cool.
That is actually pretty cool. Did not know that you could actually do that.
No, it also is really cool. Cartoons.
Yeah, I mean... Yes, Will. It was.
Have y'all actually been through and done the little tour of the center down there?
Oh, really?
No.
I always wanted Jake to go with me to William Street so we can make history, but I don't know if he got cold feet or he just didn't want to be in the downtown Atlanta area, which I would also not blame him for that either.
I think it was cold feet. He told me he didn't want to get married to you.
Me and Jake survived Atlanta for 3 days.
Atlanta is always 15 minutes away from Atlanta.
It is. And Atlanta exists out of space and time.
That is very true.
Jake and I saw the Misfits in Atlanta.
I saw some cartoons in Atlanta.
I saw Childish Gambino in Atlanta.
I wrestled in Atlanta.
So
did you get to see Lady Rainicorn in Atlanta?
No.
No. No, I
saw a replica.
I did see a Lady Rainicorn cosplayer in Atlanta.
How do you
do
that?
I saw a lot of bunnies running around the streets in Atlanta.
And
There's a Jack Russell Terrier in Miami.
And what's bad is we found the hutch way too late.
Yeah, everyone was gone. It was like this mythical place where all the bunnies were hanging out. And then we finally find it. And they're like, oh, no, the bunnies are gone. We're like, motherfucker.
I did accidentally sneak into MomoCon in Atlanta one year.
That's not hard to do.
Yeah, it was a lot harder when I wasn't wearing a suit. My friend and I thought it'd be funny if we just wore suits while we were in Atlanta one day. Because we weren't actually doing anything. We're like, we heard like if you look professional enough, you can get in anywhere. And yeah. So we went into MomoCon, like no one stopped us. We walked all the way through. We sat in on a panel. We went to the guest room. I met two of the voice actors from Archer, the one for Pam and the one for Krieger. Nice. I met the voice actor for Gladys from Portal. And then we wandered around for a while. And then we went across the street to this like really cool building that was having like some sort of trade show thing going on. And again, no one stopped us. Like we went through the whole thing, talked to vendors, got a whole bunch of free samples, and just brave, just do what we wanted. And we tried to come back later, dress normally, and we got stopped immediately.
That's the trick, dude. Just fucking pretend like you're supposed to be there, and everybody's like, oh, those guys are supposed to be here.
They're wearing suits. Scoundrels don't wear suits.
Well, that was like when me and Shane did. We wrestled at Dragon Con that time. We just walked the fuck in. Like, no one was checking our badges and shit. And we just looked official enough. And we were carrying wrestling bags. And we got to where they were doing the wrestling. And we're like, we're wrestlers. And they're like, go ahead in.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I do that a lot, but dress like Dracula.
They didn't even ask our names. It was like, we're wrestlers. And I'm like, go ahead in.
Yeah, we just like, hey, we're looking for Dragon Con wrestling.
Well, Shane's like
he'd
pass for a wrestler.
And like, I never talked to anyone that was in charge. Like, we found Ray and we found Drew, and they were just like, stay with us. And like, no one that was in charge was like, who are you? What are you in? Like, it was just like, I'm in the Battle Royal, and I'm with these guys. And they're like, okay.
Well, I know how we're going to Dragon Con this year, guys.
We all dress up like a bunch of Draculas.
That are wrestlers.
Yes.
Dracula wrestlers. Dracula works at Global Force Wrestling.
Can we go and cosplay like the Monstars?
Is Dracula one of them?
Sure.
The only way, look, Will, if we ever go to a con or anything like that, the only way I'm going is if you dress up as Dracula the whole time. Like, that's it.
Okay. But I'll have different Dracula outfits. I can be different Draculas.
You can be like the Dracula from Bram Stoker's Dracula, and then you could be like the Nicolas Cage Dracula.
And then I could also be that one Dracula from what's it called?
Castlevania.
I could be him, and I could be the Dracula that's in
Fright Night. You could be Lestat from Queen of the Damned.
But the thing
you got the look already.
Yes, I
you
could.
Already look like him. Might as well just throw on some leather pants.
I
but
do.
What you have to do, though, is that whenever anyone comes up, like, oh, you're Dracula, I go, no.
I'm Lestat, the vampire Lestat.
Many people do say I have a striking resemblance to Aaliyah, so I think you're on to something.
I can see it.
I can see it. I see it right there. You got it right there.
Right there in the mustache area.
Oh, man.
But anytime someone comes up and asks you if you are Dracula or a Dracula character, you say, no, this is just how you normally dress. But then when they're not looking, you try to sneak up and bite them.
Yeah.
Oh, you should be the guy from What We Do in the Shadows.
I could be one of those Draculas.
You know they make, like, retractable fangs now that you can put in your mouth.
Ooh, hey, could you be Gangrel?
Yes, Gangers. You gotta be
Gangers. Yeah,
be Gangers. Oh, I don't know if I can make myself get that bright red.
I'll show you.
Gain a lot of weight.
I feel like I'm just gonna have to like clench my butthole really hard the whole time, and then I'll just get bright red, like Gangrel, and then I'll start spitting up blood.
You know, fun fact, Gangrel is one of those dipshit Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans.
Really?
You know what else he's a fan of?
One time.
You know what else Gangrel's a big fan of?
Dodgeball, because when we were in the match, we played dodgeball with him.
He's also a really big fan of cartoons.
Oh my God, Will.
What's his favorite cartoon, Will? What is y'all's favorite Hanna-Barbera character?
Gangrel. I was a really big fan of when he was on the Jetsons, all Draculaing it up in the future and space.
You know what?
Banana splits, the one banana, two banana, three banana, four. That shit was crazy. That's my favorite cartoon character.
Well, what's your favorite Nickelodeon from that era? Since we're talking about cartoons, might as well get some Nickelodeon since it's in the news.
All Real Monsters.
Oh, but not for that reason.
Like, throw that
we were having fun and you took it to a real place.
Took it to the real place.
Why you gotta do that, Shane? Why you gotta be that?
Rocco's Modern Life. Rent and Stimpy.
We were having a good time with Dan Schneider.
I was really big on Saturday Night Live.
Were you?
Yeah, that was probably one of their better
Snick
ones.
Snick was the shit, though.
Snick was the shit. Goosebumps. Are you afraid of the dark?
Are you afraid of the dark?
It wasn't Goosebumps.
All that.
But didn't they have, like, Goosebumps on eventually?
That was on Fox. Oh,
that was Fox.
Yeah, that was on Fox. I have the soundtrack for that.
Cartoon Network ran the Goosebumps for a minute there.
Yeah, it was horseshit.
Yeah, one of them ran Goosebumps.
Legends of the Hidden Temple, even though it wasn't a cartoon, like, I liked that shit. Like, that, Nick Arcade, Guts.
Guts was awesome.
Nick Arcade was good.
Get the Picture, I thought, was a unique game show.
I feel like growing up, I fucked with Nickelodeon more so for their live-action stuff than their cartoons. Like, they had some good ones once they kind of started to siphon away from it, like, there was SpongeBob, but like Fairly Odd Parents and Danny Phantom were solid, even though apparently the creator's a piece of shit. But who wasn't at Nickelodeon, it turns out?
Well, little fun fact about SpongeBob, though. You know it's the only cartoon from the 90s that's still on the air today. That's continuously ran. And puts out new episodes.
Oh yeah, well.
The Adventures.
I mean, let's count The Simpsons.
Yeah, I was about to say, actually, The Simpsons...
Well, we're not talking about Simpsons. We're talking
about... They're both yellow, and they're both two of my favorite things in the world. Cartoons.
And both of them have gotten worse over the years.
That is true.
Substantially.
And Family Guy's gotten bad. It's not funny.
Family Guy got bad after, like, the third season. I can't stand the Family Guy.
Yeah,
the first couple seasons of Family Guy were like meh, and then it got canceled and came back, and then those first three seasons were the ones that were good.
I would agree with that.
I liked the original three, and then after that, it just felt like, hey, remember that time when Harrison Ford punched a baby, and then they just do a cutaway to Harrison Ford punching a baby. Like, it's not even a joke. It's just, hey, here's a thing, and then they cut away and show the thing 87 times in an episode, if it's not a 30-minute long chicken fight.
The best cutaway gag they ever did
was the one where, like, they set it up and Peter was like, that's like the same thing they said about Benjamin Disraeli, and they cut to this dude in like 18th century clothes sitting at a desk writing, and he looks up and goes, you don't even know who I am. And like, I had to immediately Google it, and it made the joke funnier because I really didn't know who the fuck he was. It turned out he was just like a poet or some shit.
And you didn't even know it.
Neither did you.
So I got a question for everybody. So I want to go back to Nickelodeon and The Adventures of Pete and Pete. Why is there not a wrestling character that is emulating the character of Artie, the strongest man in the world?
It is Big Dave.
Yeah, Big Dave.
There you go.
Honestly. Big
Dave. Well, okay.
Honestly, Big Dave
is just not the strongest man. He's the biggest man.
Why has no one done...
Why is he not wearing his stripes? And, Red Dots.
Cowboys don't wear black, don't wear stripes.
Okay, so Artie and Big Dave are two different, totally different people.
Not the same thing.
Mm. I love Big Dave. I love Walmart.
What's that dork? Shit. The little scrawny guy who was at Uncharted Territory, who kept on going, "Look at my muscles," over and over again.
Fucking Hunter Drake.
But since you're bringing up Pete and Pete, do you remember Salute Your Shorts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Donna, we hold you in our hearts.
That's so good.
It makes me want to fart. Yeah.
But I agree. More wrestlers should just do like Nickelodeon kid show character gimmicks.
Just don't do producers.
No, someone needs to be what's her name from the Amanda Show?
Dan Snyder.
No.
Fuck Dan Snyder.
No, what was the sketch that they would usually do it like at the beginning where it's her playing the biggest Amanda Show fan in the world? She's got on the black wig.
Didn't Mickey James do that with Trish Stratus though?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Also, why has no one done the dancing lobsters in wrestling? Jake, why doesn't your faction have that?
Very similar.
Why doesn't your faction have dancing lobsters, Jake?
I don't do comedy.
What's comedy? What do you think about dancing lobsters?
Yeah, it's threatening.
Have you seen lobsters' hands? Deadly.
Very sharp.
Hey, do you guys know War and Peace is deathly afraid of penguins?
Yes, I did. We one time, I'm going to tell you, were you there for the time we had a battle royal and we put a penguin in there and he jumped over the ropes? That was the fastest I've ever seen that motherfucker move in my entire life.
How did y'all get a hold of a real penguin?
We didn't. It was just a guy in a penguin suit, and it just terrified the fuck out of him. And if there's video of this, please share it.
Hang on, let me message Barry right now.
I'm sorry. So I know most phobias are based in some sort of experience or the fear of a moment. How does one develop a fear of penguins?
Penguins?
Penguins They're killed cute. His wife.
My guess is he watched Batman Returns and Danny DeVito did it for him. That's my guess.
I mean, anything Danny DeVito does it for me, so.
Because I'm fairly sure WP has never left the southeastern United States, so he's never been within hundreds of thousands of fucking miles of an actual fucking penguin.
Or
no, if he went to Ripley's, he could see penguins there.
Yes, he could.
Believe it or not, you can.
But they're still behind glass. Like, who sits there and goes, "Oh, those little fuckers? Oh, I am absolutely terrified. I must get away from them as quick as possible before they walk."
I just want to have him on the show just so he can explain his phobia of fucking penguins and how it developed. Because now that you brought this up, it's going to bother me. Because why would you be afraid of something as cute and cuddly as a fucking penguin?
He'll give you a bullshit excuse. He gave me one. He never really gave one.
What was the bullshit excuse? Because I haven't been around in a while.
In his words, they're terrifying. Their beaks will chew your face off. And
has he never watched fucking Happy Feet?
Like, they dance.
Clearly
not, because the movie came out after his expressed fear of them.
Yeah.
That's the greatest horror movie of all time to him.
Yeah, he's like, Happy Feet is just so horrible.
You bitch are scared of Happy Feet. Have y'all seen Happy Feet?
Happy Feet's just a giant anti-religious allegory.
For God's sake.
Do you know who directed Happy Feet?
Was it Morgan Freeman?
Cartoon
Insider?
No, George Miller, the director of Mad Max.
George Miller?
Yes, I'm not. It's the
You're
same.
You're bullshitting, Richard Jenkins.
No, he's actually not. George Miller did do Happy Feet.
There's no way the legendary George Miller was like, "Yeah, I'm going to make Happy Feet."
Yeah, who else could make an anti-religious allegory and disguise it as a kid's movie about penguins?
Well, I mean, the word feet's in it. I was going to go with Quentin Tarantino.
He also did Babe, also. The Talking Pig movie.
I was going to say Rico Rodriguez.
So well, the reason for it is that when they were making Mad Max 3 Beyond the Thunderdome, a friend of his was a location scout and was in a helicopter crash and died. So, like, part of the movie was directed by him, and there was, like, another guy that helped direct it when he was too distraught after the death of his friend. And so he didn't make movies for a while after. I think he maybe made Witches of Westwick or Eastwick afterwards, but then didn't do anything even remotely close to action because of that. And so he did Babe and then the two Happy Feet movies and then was like, fuck it. Let me make the greatest action movie of all time. Let me introduce you to Fury Road.
Honestly, I looked it up and yes, he did. And this blows my mind. I am so fucking mind fucked right now. That the fucking same guy.
It's like dying Mad Max. Jesus knew karate. Like, think about that. Karate Jesus.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite little bits of trivia.
Apparently, he also directed What a Girl Wants, too.
What? That.
Yes.
He got really far away from action after the death of his friend, so.
Wait.
What are we waiting on?
I was looking at his IBM, whatever.
The computer?
You hacked him to George Miller's
IMDb.
Yeah. So he was a producer on What a Girl Wants.
Shame that they never made a sequel to that called What a Girl Needs.
Well, whatever makes her happy and sets her free.
And the last one is whatever a girl actually gets.
Dracula's. Yeah. But you know what?
It's a better answer.
I think really we all know what a girl wants. Cartoons.
Cartoons.
You know what a real girl wants? Street Fighter.
Every real girl wants Street Fighter because Street Fighter is the fucking greatest thing ever made. When God rested on the seventh day, it was because he put in all that work on the day before making Third Strike. And he had to rest because he couldn't go any fucking harder.
So I just want to say something, though.
Before all the rest of the games ever came out?
Yes.
So apparently, Tyler, for the audience, already knows that he is a master in the art of DDR. But apparently, Tyler is also a master in the art of fighting games, which I find hard to believe because I've beat him before.
No, man throws down in some Street Fighter 2.
When we played Dragon Ball Z with Brad Cash.
Go play the man at Mortal Kombat 2.
That was at a disadvantage because I was not sober. You took advantage of me.
I was drunk, too.
No, you weren't.
Yes, but you're always drunk. I was fucked up.
Shane, why are you taking advantage of Tyler?
Thank you, Will.
All right, well, play the man on Dragon his home turf. Play him at Mortal Kombat 2 and he this. Will wreck your shit.
I would say he would wreck my shit at Mortal Kombat 2. You know, last time I played Mortal Kombat 2? Probably fucking 20 years ago.
The last time you played it was? When was the last time you played it, Tyler?
Mortal Kombat 2? 4 years ago, played my son. He wanted to challenge me.
Whoop that ass.
He thought that I was not good at Mortal Kombat 2, and I let him choose. I let him pick who I was going to use, and then he could pick whoever. So he goes to say, hey, that girl with the blue mask looks like she's not good. Yeah, Katana.
Oh, Katana? Ha!
Yeah, he learned.
That was the boy's first found out
that day. That Katana is my bread and butter. She is my go-to at Mortal Kombat 2.
So I can beat all you bitches in Tekken 3 and onwards as long as I can play as Eddie.
You wouldn't beat Tyler at Tekken.
No, play. Yeah, you can play as Eddie. If we play Tekken 3, I will let you be Eddie. I have no problem with that.
How would you show the people your battle prowess here in fighting games? How are you going to counter the Eddie?
Okay, so I could show you on a podcast where they definitely can see us, Shane. So, yeah, let me show you.
Well, just tell us how you're going to do it, dumbass.
Break down your strategy.
Do the exact moves.
Just like the fucking territory wars. Tell us how you would fucking...
Say your inputs.
Okay. So, if I'm playing against Eddie, I'm probably going to pick a character that does counters. King does counters, but with kicks only. Probably play with Jin Kazama. Probably play with either Paul Phoenix. I'm not big on Paul Phoenix, but
so
if somebody's...
Paul is the only character that I have any trouble fighting if I'm Eddie. Everyone else, I just fucking steamroll.
Okay.
I played it online for a while, and I got so many hateful messages because I would just spam the same, like, four moves and just keep them in the corner.
Well, you're a big guest. Find me taking three, and we'll find out.
So I heard you guys talked. You guys apparently played Street Fighter with you made a new friend in Japan, apparently.
Oh, yes, we did. He messages me every now and again to see if he wants to play. I'll play a few rounds with him. There's a good chance I'll probably message later this evening. And I will probably. And I'll probably.
He's so polite.
He is.
He's
so
nice. Podcast.
I can tell him later today, but he's a good kid. I'm assuming he's younger, like 20, 21, something like that.
I'm assuming he is 78 years old.
He's the creator of Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I haven't played the new Street Fighter.
Because you're a fucking coward. It's incredible.
Hey, I got Mortal Kombat. Let's go.
Yeah, but Mortal Kombat sucks.
I got the new Mortal Kombat.
I know, it sucks.
What,
I also have it.
Can I talk you into Mortal Kombat 11, like re-downloading that, and I will challenge you and whoop your bitch ass in it.
What about Injustice?
No, because he got his ass whooped in Injustice 2, the same night he got his ass whooped in fucking Mortal Kombat. So, Dragon Ball Z.
See, Dragon Ball Z is a totally different world. Give me Blood and Guts and Sonic Booms and Hadoukens and we'll be good.
For real, though, y'all do need to get on Street Fighter 6. It's so, so good. They just dropped a new character a couple weeks ago. I like him.
I'm not good at Street Fighter. I'm just going to be real with you. I've always played Tekken or Mortal Kombat. I'm not very good at fucking Street Fighter.
Yeah, Tekken and Mortal Kombat would definitely be my go-tos. I'm not against Street Fighter because it's good nostalgia for me, especially for like the Street Fighter 2 and maybe 3.
Me like Marvel versus Capcom, then yeah, I'll play that too. Day long.
So Tekken 6 is available on PlayStation Plus. I'm not sure, except for Shane because he sucks. Whoever has a PlayStation on here.
Xbox.
Hey, how much did you pay for MLB The Show 24?
What does that matter?
No, how much did you pay for it?
Was it full price? Because we got it for free.
Yeah. Yeah, because we got it for fucking free.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Games Pass.
Good for you. I don't believe you play it anyway because you don't know how to swing. Your swing is probably something like throwing to first or something like that. You don't understand what baseball is, Shane. You suck.
Hell yeah.
Is this like payback for last week when I was roasting you guys the entire show? Come back tenfold. Gotcha.
Yeah. Tyler just got very defensive.
Well, we started talking about...
He's like, you don't know what baseball is.
You never even heard of baseball, Shane, you big dum-dum.
I mean, that is true. The other day, Jake, Shane, and I were all talking, and I was pretty sure that Shane had never actually watched a baseball game before.
I believe that. I really believe that. Hey, Shane, what can we do to talk you into going to a Chattanooga Lookouts game with us?
I literally, on the last episode of the podcast, said I wanted to go.
I'm pretty
Why
sure
are you so apprehensive about it, then?
Yeah, I know. Shane, you seem like you're so defensive about it, so.
Shane, you don't want to go to a Lookouts game. That stadium sucks balls.
I want to go to a Savannah Bananas game.
Yes, that's real baseball.
Yeah, well, the waiting list is like 10 years long.
Yeah, that's the way to go, but yeah.
I want to go to one of those games where it's kids versus the mascots, and the mascots are just fucking wrecking these children.
Like the football game?
Yeah. Can we find, like, somewhere that's just the whole league?
Hey, speaking of football games, why can't they bring back NFL Blitz and, like, put that in the system? We can make it cross-country.
Because they had to move over the team to work on the new Sims.
They brought it back, oh, shit, like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, no, and then EA decided they didn't want anyone else to have any fun and bought the rights to being able to put out NFL game.
I
would rather play NFL Street.
Oh, I remember that. NBA Street had my favorite in-game commentator. I think it was DJ Cucumber was the guy's name. And he would say the most asinine shit throughout the entire game.
Speaking of fighting games, we're forgetting about the best fighting game of all time. Def Jam
Vendetta. Yeah, we talked about Street Fighter Third Strike.
Oh, that's a good way of saying Fatal Fury.
I'm sorry, were you talking about Clay Fighter?
I don't know.
Not going to talk about Balls 3D?
No, it's Clay Fighter. That's the best fighting game of all time.
I'm pretty sure it's Fatal Fury.
I'm sure Killer Instinct's on that list, too.
It is. It's really good.
What's that other one that was like the knockoff, but...
Primal Rage.
Primal Rage.
But the dinosaurs.
No, Primal Rage was sick, though.
It was sick.
They finally made... I found and played it a few weeks ago. Someone managed to dig up all the files for the unreleased Primal Rage 2. And it's playable. It's got a little bit of jank from like certain stuff being unfinished, but overall, it's functional.
Did they add any new characters in there?
Yeah, it's weird. They changed it up, and it was like the dinosaurs and the people were separate characters instead of being the same person. It was very odd.
So the Killer Instinct soundtrack, really good. Can't say enough good things about it.
Nope. Made by Rare. Rare knew how to make those game soundtracks. The GoldenEye soundtrack is still one of the best game soundtracks of all time.
Hey, Diddy Kong.
I really fucking love the Banjo-Kazooie soundtrack.
Yes.
Banjo-Kazooie was a fun game.
Almost as much as I love.
I used to have the Banjo-Kazooie soundtrack on vinyl, and then Chris Jericho took it whenever I left him.
Fuck them.
He loves Banjo-Kazooie. So.
You know what else he loves?
Cartoons.
Cartoons.
Cartoons. Really got that.
Didn't we spend the majority of the runtime of an episode previous talking majorly about cartoons?
No.
We've never done that before.
Japanese cartoons.
Fucking episode where we talking about Dragon Ball the whole time, Shane?
That's not a cartoon.
Yeah, that's not a cartoon. That's an anime. That's different.
It's a Japanese cartoon. It's the same thing.
Is hentai a cartoon?
Yes.
Yes, sure.
If it's animated, yes.
Let's talk about everyone's
fact,
favorite
you know
cartoon,
Hentai is Japanese Cargo. Pervert. Clutch Cargo.
I missed that. What was it?
Clutch Cargo.
Clutch Cargo. Jake, I'm so glad someone knew it.
What was the one with the mouse, the battle mouses from outer space or whatever?
Biker Mice from Mars.
Danger Mouse.
Which, by the way, Biker Mice from Mars for Super Nintendo is an incredible game. Really, really, really good. It's a really good racing game with also another good soundtrack.
That brings me to a really good point. I have to go watch some cartoons, so I'm going to leave. Can y'all be trusted without me? I don't know if y'all ever have a grasp of things whenever I'm not here.
Okay, but Richard, I want to challenge you to Tekken one day.
I have to buy Tekken at some point.
Well, if you have the PlayStation Plus pass, you could find me.
I do. It works really well on my Xbox.
Jesus. Okay. We'll figure something out.
That's why you're a big old dork and don't join in on spreading the managed flow of democracy.
Yeah.
All of you are.
Still on that? You're like the fucking third person that's been like, you gotta get the game. We need a fourth.
I need us all online one day so we can do Flora's Lava and Fortnite. I have a lot of fun with that, but it's just like me and like one or two other people. We need a whole squad because it's all squad based on that one.
Yeah, Jake.
I mean, Jake would come and play Fortnite with us.
Yeah. Jake.
Yeah, we're gonna try this again, Jake. So if you would, I would buy you V-Bucks if you would come and join us. The download's free. You can get the game for free.
I don't want your fake money.
Why would you not play Fortnite?
Why would I play Fortnite?
It's not a first-person shooter.
It's because it's a lot of fun. I held off on playing
baby game for babies.
Is it a baby game?
No.
It is.
Dog, you play WWE 2K24. You can't say nothing about no baby games.
How about this, Jake? How about you actually download the game? You don't have to spend any money. You just download it and play with us. You know, no money spent.
They should give me money to download the game.
I am giving you money.
What's your price?
You just download it and you just play with us a couple of rounds. You know, that way you can kind of get the hang of it. It will be together. And if you still think it's a baby game or that it's not fun or the gameplay loop isn't solid, then you never have to play again. But it's
Jake, you can
game.
Play literal Guitar Hero in the goddamn game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fine, I can just play regular Guitar Hero that I already have.
There's also a racing game in it. And
the racing game's actually surprisingly really good.
Yeah.
The Lego mode's also very good.
Yeah. Like it's got everything you could want in it. Like if you don't like the Battle Royale, then you got Lego. If you don't like Lego survival stuff, you got the racing. If you don't like the racing, you got Guitar Hero. If you don't like that, then you can go to creative and do murder mystery or obstacle courses or prop hunts or death matches or whatever you want. Like there's literally no reason that you can't like Fortnite. It's got everything in it.
It's even got cartoons.
It does. Peter Griffin is in it.
Peter Griffin is, and the Fighting Chicken.
Yeah. And the cast of Futurama.
Bender.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's in the cast.
Are you guys on payroll or something?
We might be.
Do we have a brand deal with them?
You would be too if you join us.
You're too cynical about it.
You're going to put bunch of spiders in your home, Jake.
Katie. Is Katie still there?
No.
Katie plays Fortnite.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
She plays with us.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out.
Download fucking Fortnite.
I can tell you she doesn't play it with you guys because it's not on a fucking PlayStation.
No, she doesn't
She's got it in a hidden file.
Yeah. She has it on her phone also and her computer.
Mm. Yeah.
And her Switch.
Yeah.
And her
yeah.
Game Gear.
And her Virtual Boy.
That one is nauseating.
God. No. Virtual Boy Fortnite, I think I would actually have a brain aneurysm and just die after 5 minutes.
I'd like to have VR Fortnite. That'd be kind of fun.
No, sounds...
Jake, we can see you. Turn on your PlayStation. And download Fortnite for free and play with us.
I'm good.
I'll buy you a Lady Gaga emote so you can dance with us.
And I'll buy you a song so you can jam with us.
They got so many new good songs. They got Fly Like a G6 in there now.
That song honestly sucks.
They also have Don't Fear the Reaper.
They also have Closer.
They have, do they still have Blink 182? Sum 41?
Not Sum
41. They never had Sum 41.
Yeah, they did.
Did they have Fatlip?
Did they?
Yeah.
That was one
of the first ones.
So I'm saying no. Fatlip.
Okay.
It wasn't Fatlip, was it?
I got Darude Sandstorm now.
I was going to buy that.
Somewhere ever.
So, me and Hank were thinking about buying it, but then I was like,
I did immediately.
Well, since everybody likes cartoons, I have something else we can talk about. Great life okay. advice. And this one's for this is for the ladies. If you want a guy that calls you all day and talks about your future together, date somebody in jail.
All right.
Mm. Yeah. See, Tyler gets it. He laughed. He thought it was funny.
I thought it was great.
It is good life advice.
I did that one.
You good life that? Advice would also be download Fortnite and play with your friends, or else your home will be infested by spiders.
By a vampire.
By a Dracula.
Vampire spiders.
Vampire spiders. Well, since we had a great episode about cartoons and Street Fighter, Jake.
And cartoons.
More cartoons.
And more cartoons. Jake, what do they got to do?
Watch out for the vampire spiders.
No, download Fortnite.
No, fucking send money.
No, cartoons.